All right. Praise the Lord, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And with New Year being the theme, that's what I want to talk about today. Our word today comes from 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, 17th verse. Very, very familiar scripture. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, mm-hmm. 17th verse. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody had a happy and safe New Year. This is a new year, and that's what I want to talk about. And we give God the praise, glory, and honor. 2 Corinthians 5, mm-hmm. 17. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Mm-hmm. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Mm-hmm. I want to speak today on the topic New Year. New beginning. At the end of this year, everybody usually makes New Year's resolutions because it's just what we do. Mm-hmm. And everyone was glad to see 2020 leave.
Right.
And because 2020 was rough with the everything going on, the social injustice, the election, not to mention COVID-19.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everybody was looking forward to the new year. And everybody decided, well, let me make some kind of New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. But you know, we do that every year. We make resolutions. Mm-hmm. And we don't keep the ones we've made. Mm-hmm. We usually break the resolutions in January. It doesn't even get to like March.
Usually.
And reason we do, we try each year to start anew. Mm-hmm. But we fail. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm. What's the why behind it? The fact that we even have to make New Year's resolutions speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. We're always looking to improve upon ourselves, and we should. Mm-hmm. But we're human. Mm-hmm. And we have been raised as humans. Mm-hmm. The scripture says that if we are in Christ, we are new, and that old things have passed away. This is God's way. Mm-hmm. The problem is that this is not the human way. Mm-hmm. We have been programmed differently than God because we're human.
Right.
Our way is not God's way. Mm-hmm. Now I will give you an example that's a little different, but I promise you I'll tie it all in the end. But you got to bear with me because this is a weird example, okay? Mm-hmm. Now everybody's heard of the race between the tortoise and the hare.
Right.
Okay? Now let's think about this race for a second. The hare was heavily favored to win.
Okay.
Just like Mike Tyson was a 42-1 odd on the favorite to beat Buster Douglas.
That's right.
But Buster Douglas beat Tyson. Well, you figure because of the hare being what it is and racing a turtle, mm-hmm. it's probably 1,000,000-1 shot that the turtle would even have a chance to win this race. Mm-hmm. Okay? So the hare was talking to the tortoise. He said, you know what? I got this. Because the hare was confident in his own ability. Mm-hmm. And he felt that there was no way that he could lose. Okay. He was built for speed.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so he told the tortoise, he said, look, tell me no harm, but there's no way you're going to win this race. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The tortoise, on the other hand, listened to the hare and said, okay. He said, I don't know nothing about that. But what I do know is that it's going to be a good race. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, as you know, the race went on and the tortoise actually beat the hare. Hmm. Now, why is that even important in terms of the scripture today? Yeah. And, you know, I love the Lord. This is a little different for me. Mm-hmm. But the turtle was unassuming. The hare's goal was to finish first. Hmm. Finishing second or losing the race was not an option to him. Hmm. The tortoise goal was different than the hare's goal. Hmm. The tortoise understood that it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Okay? The tortoise was just happy finishing the race, That was his goal. He wanted to finish the race. Mm-hmm. The head was so worried about winning the race, mm-hmm. he wasn't even concerned about finishing it. Mm-hmm. But the tortoise was like, I just want to finish the race.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to tie this in. Mm-hmm. Bear with me. The hare represents mankind. See, we as humans have been programmed all our life to try to finish first.
Mm-hmm.
Always trying with our own perceived strength to achieve our goals. Not finishing first means that we lose. We fail. The world tells us that finishing first is the goal in life.
Yeah.
Now, the turtle represents God's way. Okay? Life is truly a marathon, not a sprint.
Hmm.
It isn't about finishing first, but completing the race.
Hmm.
Now, in Matthew 10:22, it states that he that endure to the end shall be saved. The race between the tortoise and the hare represents life and the many ups and downs or trials that come with it. Okay? Now, James 1:12 states that blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised those for whom he loves. In order for us to win the race of life, we must have a changed mind, a changed heart, and change how we do things. This is why Christ went to the cross in the first place, to save us from ourselves, to bring a change of heart and mind so we can complete the race known as life. The scripture, like our lead scripture today, 2 Corinthians 5:17, states that if we be in Christ, then we will become new. The problem is that we can't be in Christ unless we have a change of mind, a change of heart. Man's will is contrary to God's will. In order for anyone to be in Christ, he must humble himself and lay down his will and his ways. Then and only then will God change your mind and change your heart. Then and only then will our old things truly pass away. Because the old ways have kept us in bondage.
That's true.
There's things keeping us in bondage, things keeping us from God. All that will pass away. When all our old things pass away, then we will become new in God, and we will not have to make New Year's resolutions to better ourselves or our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That mentality will be gone.
Yeah.
We won't worry ourselves with trying to win the race anymore, okay? We won't get discouraged when life throws us a curve. When someone gets the promotion that you thought you deserved, when you're not rich but have enough money where you can live, where you can't get the weight off fast enough, when your friends let you down, when you don't finish first. See, you gotta understand, we will be happy when things don't always go our way if we're in God's way. We will understand that the race of life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Hmm.
See, that's when we'll start praising God for the good times and the not so good times.
Hmm.
Therefore, if any man or woman truly be in Christ by laying down his own will, their own way of life, then God will make us new in him. And our old ways of life, our old way of thinking will pass away and God gives us a new one.
Hmm.
Say, you know, we make New Year's resolutions. I need to do this better. We need to make one single resolution this year to get right with God, to humble ourselves to the Father, you know, to lay down our will and say, you know what, Lord, your way is better than my way. We need to get out of the mentality of thinking that our life is a sprint. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You know, there's going to be many different roads. Many different challenges in life.
Mm.
You know, I'll be watching the news sometimes, like they had the Marine Corps marathon, where they have people who never ran marathons before in their life. And they're running and they get to the finish line. They're thrilled. It's not about winning the race. They were able to run the marathon. from the start to the finish. They completed it. That was their goal, to finish the race. And their joy for winning, just finishing, was more than the person that won the race. You know, we keep looking at things totally different than the way God looks at it, okay? We need to understand that this life is a marathon. There's going to be plenty of ups and downs. There's going to be plenty of challenges. But if we endure to the end, we will get the crown. But the problem has been, we've been trying to do it with our own strength, and we can't. God came, Jesus died on the cross so that we could be saved from ourselves. We need to allow God to save us. We need to let go of our will so we don't have to keep making these resolutions to improve ourselves. Mm-hmm. The best improvement we can make in our lives is laying down our lives to God. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if we do that, we will be new creatures. Our old things will automatically pass away because God will pass them away for us. Mm-hmm. We don't have to keep making resolutions every year. You know what I'm saying? So, I would say this to us. We need to, in this new year, we need to make that our priority. Because, like I said at the beginning, this is a new year, and we need to make it a new beginning for us.
Amen.
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 Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, we thank you, Father, for this word. We thank you, Father, that you've shown us through your grace more of you than we knew before. Father, help us, Lord, to understand that this life, this race is not a sprint, but a marathon. Help us, oh Lord, to be willingly to lay down our will, to come to you and say, Father, I can't do it my way. Only your way works. Help us to humble ourselves in your presence, oh Lord, and help us to lay down our will so that your will may be done in our lives. Then, Father, and only then can we become new creatures according to your word, Lord. Only then, Lord, can old things truly be passed away, and only then, Lord, can we become new in you. We thank you for this word, Lord, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.